Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A federal judge in Florida is saying no to Donald Trump's request to dismiss one of the criminal cases against the former president. It involves Trump's handling of classified documents after he left the White House. NPR's Greg Allen reports on yesterday's court hearing in Fort Pierce.
Trump is charged with withholding and concealing classified and top-secret documents he took to Mar-a-Lago from the White House and then lying about it to investigators. Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, heard two motions to dismiss the case. In one, Trump says the statute under which he's being prosecuted is unconstitutionally vague. The judge denied that motion. Trump is charged with having unauthorized possession of classified and top-secret documents. His lawyers say, as president, Trump effectively designated them as personal records and gave himself authorization to take them when he left the White House. Judge Cannon has yet to rule on that motion. She says the defense arguments raise factual issues best brought up at trial. Greg Allen, NPR News, Fort Pierce.
Prosecutors in Manhattan say they're open to a 30-day delay in Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York. That's where he faces a 34-count felony indictment alleging Trump falsified business records to obtain more favorable terms from banks and insurance companies. Currently, the trial is scheduled to begin March 25th. A jury in Michigan has convicted James Crumbly on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Crumbly's son, Ethan, is serving a life sentence for carrying out a deadly shooting at Oxford High School near Detroit in 2021. The attack left four students dead and seven people wounded. Alex McLennan with member station WDET reports.
The defense argued that James Crumbly couldn't have foreseen his son's actions. The prosecution claimed he could have prevented the act but was grossly negligent by ignoring his son's mental health and buying him the gun used in the shooting. After deliberating for more than a day, the jury agreed with the prosecution.
Count one, involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin. Guilty of involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin.
The four-person read guilty on all remaining counts. James Crumbly's wife, Jennifer, was found guilty on identical charges last month. The couple will both be sentenced in April. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
James and Jennifer Crumbly are the first parents in the U.S. charged in connection with their child committing a mass shooting. Storm damage from suspected tornadoes is being reported in areas of Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. At least two deaths are reported in Logan County, Ohio, north of Springfield. A survey from Fannie Mae shows a majority of homeowners in the U.S. age 60 and older say they don't ever plan to sell their house. That could tighten the supply of homes in the years ahead. This is NPR News from Washington. The Israeli military says it's investigating reports that Israeli forces killed at least 20 people and injured more than 150 others in an attack in northern Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry says the deaths and injuries were the result of an Israeli attack near an area where humanitarian aid was being distributed. Initially, the Israeli Defense Forces said they believed that report to be false. The Biden administration is imposing sanctions on two Israeli outposts connected to violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. As NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports, it's the latest move by the U.S. government to penalize settlement activity in the area.
In addition to the two illegal outposts, three individual Israeli nationalists were added to the U.S. Treasury Department's list of sanctioned entities. The U.S. government says the outposts and individuals have been responsible for undermining peace, security, and stability in the West Bank. This is the second round of U.S. sanctions imposed on Israeli settlers. In February, four Israeli men accused of being involved with violence in the West Bank were added to the list. Following the Hamas attack in southern Israel last fall, Israel has stepped up raids in the West Bank. The latest UN figures show that since October, there have been more than 600 settler attacks against Palestinians, and nearly 400 people have been killed in the West Bank. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen are suspected of carrying out today's attack in the Red Sea that damaged a commercial ship. British maritime officials report limited damage, but no injuries. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.